Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Steven Jondrew, and we're from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
This is Camille Kajuri, and you're listening to Gunna for Republic Radio. And so you should. Keep your finger on the button and don't stop listening, because there's nothing better anywhere else.
Welcome to Gallifrey Public Radio, a podcast dedicated to everything Doctor Who. Join us each week for discussion ranging from Hartnell to Capaldi. I'm your host, Jay Witten.
Did you just say womp womp?
And my co-host, Haley Malley.
I like it with the helmet on.
And Keir Hansen.
And that's why, to this day, I can't eat cotton candy.
Spoilers.
We will be discussing news and rumors, as well as episodes that have already aired. But don't worry, if we get into anything too serious, we'll warn you again.
Welcome to episode 196 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where we broadcast live from floor 500 of Satellite 5, bringing you the best of the worst programming this side of Raxacoricophalopatorius. My name is Keir, and joining me, as always in the GPR studios, is Haley Malley. Haley, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. About as hot as everybody else is in the studios today.
It's the bane of podcasters is to turn off all fans and AC for a minimum hour. And over there, melting slowly into his office chair, is Jay Witten. Jay, how are you, sir?
I've become one with the leather. It is a part of me now.
That's more information than I needed. What are we doing tonight, Jay?
Well, this week we decided that we're going to break format, quite literally, Lana, and think of ways that some of our supporting characters from 50 plus years of Doctor Who would make out in some of the other forms of television programming. The idea of this little exercise, which we've decided to dub the elevator pitch of doom, is, you know, the thanks for the sound effects. It helps. Basically we take a short summary of a proposed program that will in some way use the character, or in a few select cases, characters, in a premise entirely unrelated to Doctor Who.
As with all of the games we play on GPR, the points are non-existent and no one really wins. Kind of like politics.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm in the Stark raving loony party.
Yay.
So we laid out a little bit of a little ground rules here. Jay did a pretty good synopsis of what we're going to be doing here. So it's the idea of the elevator pitch. You know, you got about roughly 30 seconds or so to get your idea out, you know. What we've done is we've had, as a result of some suggestions from listeners through Facebook, Twitter, and email direct, we threw a bunch of character names I wrote them on the back of used business cards because I got a ton of used business cards. And I put them all here in my little brain bowl.
The shaky jar.
Yeah, the shaky jar of doom. And I will draw each of us 10 names out of the 30. So the whole idea is that with those 10 names, you got the option. Obviously, some of them are going to come up and you just think, God, I have no idea what I'm going to do with those. So we're going to give you a buy on 3 of them, which leaves you a remaining 7 names to work with. So you're going to be pitching 3 solo character ideas. And then with the remaining 4 character names that you have, you got to pair them off and come up with 2 character pairing ideas. Okay. I'm not even going to give you examples because some of the examples may potentially come from some of these names, and I don't want that to happen. So we're going to have a little bit of prep time, which we will not subject you to. We'll play some lovely theme music for you.
Some elevator music.
Seconds. While we advance through time. And we'll get cracking. So everybody's got their list. I'm going to draw out the cards here. Haley, I'll give you your 10 first. All right?
Okay. Ready.
All right. So start jotting these down. You have Wilfred Mott, Stormageddon, Dark Lord of All, a shielder. Oh, you're lucking out on these.
I know who all these people are.
The Brigadier.
Oh.
Yeah, wasted on me.
I know. Seriously, in all forms. Madame Delphox, the bank manager from the time heist.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so there's an interesting one. What else we got here? Mr. Clever, the cyber controller. Ooh, again, got four more to go here. The Colony Sarf. Good one there. Young Amelia Pond. Okay. Has to be the young Amelia Pond.
Okay.
I kid you not. The Absorbaloff. Awesome. Oh, and I'm throwing a dog a bone on this one. Strax.
Okay.
All right. Sheesh. All right. Jay, you ready for yours?
Yeah. Now that Haley's got all the good ones.
Yeah, seriously. This is killing me here, Smalls.
I'm just saying, all right, you gotta have, throw... You gotta
oh
throw
my them. God, this is awesome. I could not come up with better ones for Jay right out of the box, but Angie and Artie Maitland.
Oh, God.
they work as one, by the way. They count
hey,
as one.
Hey, Jay, I will trade you the brig if you want. I will take
Wait a
two.
Second. All right, but to make up for that, you got Jack Harkness.
There we go. That's kind of a free space like Strax.
Jenny Flint. Come on. You're really coming out of the gate strong here. Detective Duggan. Come on.
Nice.
Sam Swift. Okay. Mm-hmm. From the Girl Who Lived, right? Yeah? Girl Who Lived? No. Girl Who Died.
The Woman Who Lived.
Not Woman Who Lived, Girl Who Died. No. First one, Girl Who Died. Perkins, the engineer from nice. Mummy and the Orient Express. Good suggestion by Stargate Pioneer. Thank you very much for that one. Bors, okay. It wasn't a Viking. You know Bors, yeah. Okay. Or a Dalek puppet friend. Pre-Dalek puppet, I would assume. Emperor Porridge from Nightmare in Silver. And let's see, two more to go. Harriet Jones... Of any title you choose. Whatever version of Harriet Jones you want. And the editor from The Long Game. Simon Pegg's character.
Right.
Okay. Which leaves me with the following. Oh, boy. I have Orson Pink. The Ronnie. Ooh. Madame Vostra.
I like how we each got one of the members of the Madame Vostra name.
Yeah, right? Brian Williams, The Valyard, Mr. Sweet from The Crimson Horror. Oh. just a slug. Okay, great. Dr. Owen Harper from Torchwood, Jackie Tyler, Captain Yates from UNIT, and Craig Owens. Oh, boy. Yes. Okay, so checking the clock on the wall here, we're going to take about 5 minutes or so to do a little bit of thinking, and we will come back to you with our opening salvos. So see you in a bit. All right, and we're back. We've taken a little bit of time to let our creative juices squeeze onto our collective keyboards. That didn't sound right. Anyway, and see what we've come up with for some pitch ideas. So, Haley, since yours were the first selected, I will let you start the first round. One of your solo character pitches, please.
All right. Well, I'll start with the one everyone was most excited about, Strax. And he is getting his very own show on TLC. He's gonna share his tips and tricks for taking care of things around the house, home health remedies, home improvement.
You will find that in a pinch, if you do not have a toilet brush, there are other implements that you can apply.
Hand grenades.
Small cats. Children with long arms.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, Jay, you're first.
Oh, okay, so... the one everybody thought that I was going to throw out, Angie and Artie Maitland, will be the new assistants to the scientist to replace Bill Nye on the newest PBS show, Only problem is this is somebody that does not believe in scientific equipment or safety equipment. So lots of acid burns and cuts and things like that. Yeah.
We're going to need another Artie.
Kids, have you ever seen phosphor burn?
Today we're testing out. Today we're testing out thermite. Here, hold this.
All right. I decided to jump straight into some of our classics. I'm going to apply the Valyard. You're going to see him absolutely devour the scenery and pretty much clear house with all of his other cast members as he heads the your legal team on the new series Law and Order Kangaroo Court, where everybody is doomed from the start because the facts have been rigged against you and there are ulterior motives on every side.
Doesn't seem like much of a stretch, though.
No, but it's gonna make New York a much quieter place. Everybody's gonna be incarcerated. Haley, your next round, please.
Okay, well, I was specifically giving a shielder and not me, so I'm assuming it's her before all the me stuff happens.
Okay.
So, I paired a shielder with young Amelia, and they're going to be in the new tweeny bopper drama, Girl Meets Modern World. They're going to be going to high school, Mr. Feeney will be their principal, Corey Matthews their history teacher.
Oh boy. Just downhill from here.
It's brilliant. I don't know what you're talking about.
Comedy gold. Jay, your next round, please.
All right. Well, since Haley went with the twofer, I'll go ahead and do my first twofer. I went ahead and partnered Jack Harkness with Jenny Flint, and they're going to be in the new Buddy Cop show, where Jack is going to spend the majority of his time trying to flirt with Jenny, who is completely oblivious because she is flirting with every woman she comes across.
No crimes actually get solved for this entire thing.
No, this is purely sitcom. Yeah.
You know, I did this whole thing and I did not do a buddy cop drama.
I don't think I did either. I'm looking these over. No. All right. All right. So I'll round out the paired off themes here. Yeah. I'll take my first pair. I was going to save them for the last round, but that's all right. So what we've said is we've taken Jackie Tyler and Dr. Owen Harper have decided to join together on late night television to be able to provide a call-in show for people who need romantic advice. So it's called Been There, Done That. In which case people can call in and get the absolute worst advice from two people who have made a career of looking for love in all the wrong places. By the way, I did throw him out as a potential use, but Captain Michael Alexander Raymond, otherwise known as Mike Yates, is a frequent caller to the program for love advice. Poor guy.
Aww.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Go ahead, Ailey.
Well, Brig is going to be the first contestant in a new show coming this fall to NBC, Battle of the Mustaches. And he is going to go up against Adrian Pasdar's monstrosity that he's sporting on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't think anyone can take that thing out.
That was a force of nature.
See, the Briggs look natural.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think Adrian Pasdar's is sentient. So it could be a good fight.
They have a symbiotic relationship.
I would believe that if they were two sentient minds, the left and the right. So one decides to be really perky and happy one day, and the other side is kind of down and pensive. All right, Jay, your next round?
All right, well, Detective Duggan is going to be doing a new documentary series for Netflix where he explores the history of peaceful resistance movements.
Sure. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop on this one.
Oh, no, that's it. He just decided that it was time to do something a little bit different after he got out of the police force.
One gets tired of thumping after a while. All right, fair. In TLC's new, it's already been approved for 3 seasons, 22 episodes per season. So you're going to be seeing 66 installments of Brian Williams in Extreme Moth Collection. Episode 46, The Gray Tweet. Episode 47, The Gray Tweet Returns. Thrilling, gripping, edge of your seat moth collection drama.
Please tell me that every episode ends with an installment of Brian's log.
The entire thing is just one giant log. Nothing but logs.
Oh.
They're big, they're heavy, they're wood. Haley.
Okay. Well, Madame Delphox, she's not actually getting her own show, but she is going to be a contestant on the newest season of The Apprentice. It may or may not devolve into The Hunger Games. Stay tuned.
Please devolve.
Or evolve, I guess. It depends on your opinion on The Apprentice.
Yeah, that's true. Jay, your fourth round.
I also had somebody just joining the cast of an existing show, and our good old conductor Perkins will be the new IT tech for The Office.
Just comes in every once in a while. You're all doomed. I just want to let you know. You're all going to die in roughly about 95 seconds. Can I keep 66. That printer? All right. Those of you who are fans of series like The Cosmos with Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson and programs of that nature will love to tune in to see astronomer and traveler Orson Pink in The Strange and Ridiculous Science of Our Ancestors, where he looks back and scoffs at 21st century astrophysics and all of its inaccuracies as viewed from a time-traveling 22nd century astronaut's perspective, who really had no idea how the hell he became a time-traveling 22nd century astronaut and was just returned with no understanding of what the hell he's supposed to do with that knowledge.
Nice. Perfect. I like it.
Haley, your final round. Yes. Your final pairing.
Right. So Wilfred and Stormageddon are getting a show together, and I'm assuming Wilfred has learned to speak baby at some point, because every episode he starts by asking Stormageddon, "What are we going to do tonight, Stormageddon?" And Stormageddon replies, "The same thing we do every night, Wilfred. Try to take over the world."
And Wilfred responds, "Oh, that's nice. Can I go get some pudding first?" I'm a bit peckish.
Yep.
I like
Excellent.
It.
Jay, your final pairing.
All right. Well, it turns out that Harriet Jones has a little bit of this whole political thing going for her, but she needed somebody that understood a little bit more of the spin angle to it. So she is teaming up with the editor to bring you the newest political commentary show coming this season to Fox News.
Harriet Jones... political pundit. That'd probably be one of the only series on Fox News I would watch religiously. Did I tell you that we have an NPR reporter, a local NPR reporter named Harriet Jones?
No.
Who has gone from being, and she's British too, which okay. I love. Because she's been given the opportunity to anchor the morning news program, so she does the in studio reports and things like that at the top of the hour and such, but only when she's filling in for somebody. All the other times she's out on location, so she has to say at every one of her segments right at the end, Harriet Jones, NPR News. Yay! I get so excited. I just live for it. Like, everything else stops. I tell coworkers to shut up just so I can hear her tagline at the end of it.
That's fantastic.
It is. I'm going to have to... I will make sure that I include that in the link notes so people can appreciate and help me follow and support the hell out of Harriet Jones until she runs NPR here in the States. All right. My final pairing is a gripping crime drama ripped from the headlines, where Madame Vostra squares off against the Ronnie in a chase through the streets of London for some of the most bizarre crimes ever committed, unnecessarily violent crimes in what we're calling Elemental Case.
Pun humor.
Yay. Yay. It's all about pun humor. Big thanks, by the way, to some of the folks who have chimed in with us for some suggestions for characters. So Ian McCann, Heather McHale, Don Cleese, John Hall, Kevin McAuliffe, Stargate Pioneer, and a number of others who gave us some great character suggestions. Sorry we could not get to them all. In fact, I had far more than 30 to work with. I was going to start throwing some really obscure ones out there, but Haley's head would have exploded. So, not as entertaining as it sounds, because someone has to clean it.
We're already not getting the deposit back on the studio. Don't push it. Yeah,
I mean, after all of the flop sweat from tonight's recording.
Oof. I thought that was just because we turned the fans off. I didn't realize. Oh, it's probably flop sweat. Okay.
We need to get Noel Clark in here and tell us all about Swamp Ass.
Oh, the Swamp Ass references. Yeah, okay. So do we want to head over to the news corner?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right. First point that we want to share here is actually really for my benefit. I did share this a little earlier on the social networks, but just for those folks who didn't get a chance to mull that over or have not been following us, shame on you. We have a Blu-ray release coming out shortly where they are going to be issuing a reissue of the 96 telefilm, the Doctor Who movie, however you choose to title it. We will be seeing it as early as the 19th of September, and is going to have a considerable list, as Blu-rays are wont to do, of extras. So some of which you may have been exposed to before, and a couple that are kind of new to a lot of us. So things like, what's up?
I was going to say, so expect a drunken commentary sometime around the beginning of October.
Yes, yes, just about then. That's because that was pretty much a given that we were going to have to do this. And I don't know if this is going to be a commentary on the film or whether it's going to be a commentary on one of the commentaries. Because of the two commentaries that are included, you got one from director Jeffrey Sachs, but that's based on – a lot of people have been exposed to that before because it was recorded back in 2001. You got another one from 2009 that was McGann and McCoy's commentary, moderated by Nick Briggs. So – all kinds of good stuff there. But again, a lot of us have had the opportunity to listen to that before. But you've got a lot of interesting stuff on here. You've got like McGann's audition reels, you know, or a tour of the Eighth Doctor's TARDIS set from Philip Seagal. You've got a couple of documentaries about the relationship between Doctor Who and the Blue Peter children's fundraiser organization, things of that sort. So there's all kinds of cool stuff on here. The fact that it's all pulled together on a single release obviously justifies the cost, and the cost really isn't that bad whatsoever. So I think you can actually get through some of the cringeworthy moments on this. The Master. And actually enjoy the release in its entirety. And we will definitely do a commentary watch on this one. I don't know. Do you think it's best to do a commentary watch on or a reaction watch on this one?
That's a good question.
We'll leave it up to the listeners then. Yeah. We'll just throw it out to them.
I'm assuming there's a drinking game that already exists for this. So we could do a drunk commentary.
Drinking game? There's like five.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Every time Eric Roberts makes an excessively muggy face. I don't know.
No,
I'm sure there's one out there. In fact, Haley, take a second and actually see if you can look that up in the background while we go on to our next news item. Jay, what do we got on here?
All right, so the next one that we've got, actually we wanted to offer our congratulations to the guys over at Radio Free Skaro for completing their 10th circuit around Seoul.
Yes. It's been a nice week. Everyone has been recognizing the 10th anniversary for Skaro and looking back and trying to think, the hell was I doing 10 years ago when Radio Free Skaro first started doing this podcast thing? 2006. Yeah.
I don't know. I was still mourning the loss of what could have been of the Star Wars prequels.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. I actually thought back about it around today, and I thought right around 2006, I had zero money So I don't even think I had any kind of a portable device that actually was capable of playing MP3s to listen to podcasts and things of that sort. I think I was completely SOL at that time. So they were literally out of my reach at that point.
Yeah, I think I was still using a Razor phone at that point.
Hold on, I got my StarTAC right here in my pocket.
I never got one of the Razor phones. I wasn't that cool.
Meaning they were obsolete before she became of age.
We do have some good news to announce for folks about some casting news regarding Series 10. We have none other than Hercule Poirot being cast. Well, the character's not going to appear, but we don't really know necessarily whether or not the character's really going to appear. David Suchet has been added as a guest star. That'll be coming up in an upcoming episode. As a character known as the Landlord, and I'm telling you, with a name like that, tell me that's not a Time Lord. I mean, you got the in front of a title.
That's all it takes. Truly all it takes.
Plus, I mean, he's got the screen presence, the persona. He's got the absolute cred. And think about this. So you got Hercule Poirot was his crowning achievement to date. As far as characters he's portrayed, an Agatha Christie character. Mm-hmm. Agatha Christie, last seen in Unicorn and the Wasp. We have opportunities now for these nice little... I'm trying to think if there are going to be Easter eggs in there somewhere. Just these little references to Christie throughout, just for ha-has. Doesn't even have to have any bearing on the script. But I think that would be awesome.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Plus, Mike Bartlett is going to be writing that episode, who wrote... episodes for Dr. Foster. So you've got all kinds of nice labyrinthine options going on here. So just from the couple of photos that the BBC has released, as far as the character costume and things and his presence, there's some darkness going on here. I got a feeling he is not exactly a trustworthy character. So I'll have to wait and see what we're going to get from that. Haley, did you find anything for a drinking game for the 96 movie?
Yes, I did.
It didn't take long.
No. The hard part was sifting through the TV show drinking games, which would not be the same.
No. Not allowed to play those.
So, you ready for it?
Yeah. Let's see how much damage we're in for.
Kind of a lot of rules for a drinking game, but...
Really?
Yeah. Usually you get like 5 or 6, but this one's got like 12, I don't know, a bunch. All right. So, drink every time you see a clock, every time someone says 2 hearts...
Okay.
Every time someone says 13 lives. Every time someone implies the doctor is half human.
That's like twice.
Yeah, all I know. Right. Every time someone obviously says something just so it can be included in the trailer.
Well, that's kind of judgmental.
Every time San Francisco starts to look a lot like Vancouver.
Oh, my God. We might have to invite Neil onto the show.
Whenever sparks fly off the TARDIS console, drink. This applies to the new series as well.
Well, it is Peter Capaldi smashing it with a nearby tool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drain your glass whenever anyone makes a reference to the fact that this is the 31st of December, 1999.
Ooh.
Oh, crap. Whoa. How do you not get liver poisoning?
Take sips while chanting CGI Snake when the CGI Snake version of the Master appears.
Sip while chanting.
So I think it's snip, sip, sip, okay, chant, so sip, chant, sip, chant. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's that one sequence that could kill somebody.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Drink every time Christ-esque imagery appears on screen.
Oof.
I mean, that's drink. Almost the whole climax of the movie.
Paul's wig does not count.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Drink for each thing that's gratuitously different from the classic series. The Doctor's biology, the Master's snakeness, the TARDIS interior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, drink, we might have to narrow this list down a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Drink continuously during the climax whenever the Master appears and the ham overwhelms you.
So like the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, you just gotta get a funnel going.
So no one knows how the movie ends.
Take a shot if the doctor offers someone a jelly baby.
Okay.
All right.
And final rule, take a shot whenever a plot element that will have to be retconned in the extended universe is introduced.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting revisit. I think keep a hold of that, Haley.
14 rules.
Yeah, we'll post that, and we'll let listeners choose like the top 10.
Yeah, we might use this as a base and then strike off some rules and add our own. So
yeah,
we've got some time to work on this, guys. Let's get it perfect.
Yeah, oh yeah, because this is going to be absolute perfection. This is seamless podcast platinum here.
I'm going to need to buy a couple more bottles.
15 minutes in, I'm just naming you both Bob. All right. Please. Oh, my God. Get me back to the news.
Well, the only news that we've got left is actually, apparently, if you're going to go and watch any of the filming around Cardiff or anything like that, make sure to take your phone because Cardiff is a veritable hotspot for Pokemon.
Well, specifically Cardiff Bay, right down there around Roald Dahl Plaza and right there along the waterline where they do a lot of their filming. Yeah, there have been a number of tweets and Instagram posts from the cast, specifically from the cast of Class, that have been saying that they've been scooping up tons of formidable Pokemon just by waiting on location at their moments between scenes and things. So for whatever that's worth.
One of the people commenting on this article theorizes that the Pokemon are coming through the rift.
That explains a lot. That is entirely valid. I accept that completely. Head canon accepted. But no, actually, we got Peter, if you're listening, do me a solid and just head down to the boardwalk there and let me know whether or not it's legitimate. And if you find anything good, I'll be sending you my phone for roughly a week. So, yeah. When we convene for the next episode next week, we are going to dip back into our classic rewatch. We are not yet, obviously, going to be doing the 96 telefilm yet. Well, because it hasn't been released on Blu-ray, much to our livers. Thanks. But we are getting to what I consider to be one of my favorite stories of the classic era, and that's episode 42. Or, I'm sorry, 41. Oh, my God. Clean that up in post. Holy crap. Episode 41.
It is the answer.
The Web of Fear. For those keen-eared listeners who know exactly why that is my particular favorite story, go ahead and see if you can call us out on that one. We'll share it next week. But I am genuinely looking forward to this one. Love, love, love this story.
Yeah, very excited to revisit this one. It's gonna be good stuff.
Yes. So, everybody out there, you got some homework. So, we're asking you to help us cull down the drinking game here a little bit. Make sure you head over to the boys from RFS and congratulate them on their 10 years on the air here. And what was the other thing we asked them to do? There was something else we put on their punch list of things they needed to do.
I don't know. When's somebody writing this stuff down?
I don't, yeah.
Too bad we don't have some sort of recording of the conversation this evening that we could check.
Totally in the past. Can't even think about it anymore.
It's gone. Cannot be recalled.
Long gone. History.
If we told you to
rewritten.
Do something else, you should totally do it.
It should have already been done by now, honestly. Come on. You're slacking.
Been notes. Ha. There right. go our last three listeners. Damn it. Right. Insult me and my note-taking skills. Delete. Unsubscribe. Delete.
Well, this has been episode 196 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, so when do the three of us do like some kind of Survivor remake thing?
I'm already eating rice and grubs and wearing no pants. And this is Gear saying, Brian's log. Episode 196. No moths spotted today. Still waiting.
And this is Haley saying that when we do the drinking game, I'm sure I will enjoy the 1996 movie as much as I enjoyed 1984 Supergirl.
I don't know.
What about the 90s Flash series?
We still haven't finished it.
Oh! You've only had 15 years.
25.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Time is irrelevant.
Math is hard. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hell is he.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com, tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, or on Facebook at facebook.com/GallifreyPublicRadio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.gungeek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.
Gallifrey Public Radio is copyright 2016.
Seriously, somebody's gonna have to go back through all the recordings at some point and string all of the shit together.
I deleted them all. You think I leave this stuff in the editing room floor? I gotta sweep in here.
Good thing I'm a digital hoarder and I have all those tracks.
No, you don't. Nobody has those kind of terabytes of storage.